time of praise and worship. Thank you, musician, for assisting him. Okay, God is good. Okay, if you have a Bible, let's turn to Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7, 5 to 7. And Psalms 127, verse 1. Happy New Year. You know, the firecrackers is coming back. Am I correct? Well, now our neighbor is so sabah. They point the shooting thing into our building, our house. And just shoot the thing into our house. And Pastor Lee just opened the window, look at him. He was so scared. He ran back to his own house. Okay, but thank God. Thank God for the new year. It was raining heavily recently, but thank God we can have a proper nice weather for the year 2026 to kick off. Okay, I'm going to title my sharing today. New leadership, same Savior. New leadership, same Savior. Father, anoint me right now. Anoint me to deliver your word. I hide behind the cross. Jesus' name I pray. Joshua chapter 1 verse 1 to 9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister. See, he's the one that followed Moses. He's the one that attend to Moses. He's the one that do the work, the deeds of Moses. Carry out instruction from Moses. Moses' minister saying, God say, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. That means the blessing to the people of God. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given to you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river is the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, the river Euphrates is actually until Iraq. All the lands of the Hittites unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your coast. That means the territory of Israel is actually very, very big. It covers Gaza, it covers Lebanon, it covers the whole of Jordan. Okay, now we have Jordan, the country, but it covers all of this. Even unto a portion, it covers the whole of Syria, it covers even unto a portion of Iraq. That's how big God has given them. But they didn't get it. Okay, they got a small portion. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you, nor forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto these people thou shalt divide for inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the laws which Moses my servant commanded thee. That means the instruction that is given by the predecessor. You observe. Turn not from it to the right or to the left. Especially in the areas of morality, in the areas of adulteries, especially in the areas of idolatry. Why? That thou mayest prosper with whosoever thou goest. This book, the word of God, the Bible, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all this written therein. Why? Why? Why must you ask me to do all this, God? So then thou shalt make your way prosperous. So then you can make your way prosperous. And then you shall have good success. You don't depart from the way of God. You follow the ways of God, the word of God. You will be prosperous. You shall have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, with whosoever thou goest. How do I know? Hebrews 13:8. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Then 1 Corinthians 3:5-7. Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man, Paul, Apollos, minister.
I've planted, Paul have planted. Apollos watered. But God gave the increase. So neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watered anything, but it's God that giveth the increase. Then Psalms 127 verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. They build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. You know, every generation experiences leadership changes. Okay, we have to face it because people grow old, like Pastor Lily and I. Moses dies. Joshua rises. Elijah ascends. Elisha continues. John the Baptist decreases. Jesus increases. Paul depart. Timothy carries on. Leadership may change, but God never abdicate his thrones. The danger during leadership transition is either fear. What will happen now? Right now. Okay, what is going to happen now? A kind of fear. What is going to happen to eventual tabernacle? Idolatry. No one can replace this leader. But the truth of the scripture tells us, new leadership may come, but the Savior remains the same. You must understand this truth. Same Savior remains. What can we learn from this few portion of scripture? Number one, God's work does not stop when leaders change. When Pastor Lydia and I, we go, God's work will not stop. In fact, God said this in Joshua 1 and 2. After the death of Moses, I pray that Pastor Lily and I will not die, okay? But after the death of Moses, the Lord said to Joshua. The Lord didn't say, who? The Lord said, Joshua, now take over. Now take over, Joshua. Moses was great. Okay, Moses was very great. I mean, you cannot deny the fact that there's nobody on earth that can repeat that feat of opening the Red Sea yet. Nobody has done that yet. That feat is unbelievable. And the law that Moses gave, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, the laws became the backbone of all the constitution of all the countries of the world. Do you know that? Do you know that? The law of Moses. You look at all the constitution. It's patterned after the law of Moses. But human being, Supreme Court, still go and do something that is wrong. He was so great. You know, Moses was so, do you know why God buried Moses? He was so great that God has to hit his grave. Because if they found his grave, it will become a place of shrine. It will become a place of worship. It will become an object of veneration and idolatry. See, God knew that. God knew that. You know, my prime minister, before he died, he said, please demolish my house. I don't want people to worship me. But his eldest son, okay, Lee Hsien Loong, I don't understand what is he up to. He did not obey the father. And the eldest daughter said, you dishonorable son. So today, the place of Lee Kuan Yew's place has become a monument. A monument. Okay? I mean, Moses is even worse. Okay, I remember that in Singapore, we love to eat chicken rice. Okay, then we will go to this place called Maxwell Center. But opposite Maxwell Center is this big Buddhist temple. And they say it was thrown by people. People from all over the world, when they come to Singapore, they will visit the temple, especially when they are Buddhists, because there is the bone of Buddha that is inside. That is what is going to happen to, that is what will happen to Moses. So God is so smart. Yes, Moses was great. But he was not irreplaceable. He's still a man. He is, after all, a man. You must understand this truth. Pastor Lily and I are still men. We are, after all, human, made of dust. From dust we come, from dust we return. We must remember that the main character in the story, the main character, the protagonist in the whole story, you know, in a drama, you have the protagonist. It's not Moses, but God. What did God do? He buried Moses. And he called Joshua. He did not say, sayang. No, he just buried him. Joshua, take over. That's what he meant. Joshua, take over. He continued his promise. This is what Evangel Tabernacle must remember. God is the main character in the story of Evangel Tabernacle. And God will continue his promise to Evangel Tabernacle. Why? Firstly, God is better than any human leaders. Churches are not built on personalities. Not personality. I know of people. I really know of people. And in fact, there's a number of people from our church that left. They are no more with us. They are so sure the Evangel Tabernacle will collapse if Pastor Lily and I pass the leadership to another. We are given the impression that two of us are irreplaceable. Oh, they think that we are very happy to hear that. On the contrary, we are offended. Because the main character in Evangel Tabernacle is God. And he's not just another person. He's not just another character. He is God. The central figure in Evangel Tabernacle is God. All-powerful, all-knowing, all-loving. And he's here. And he's here. And he's here. Churches are also not built, sustained by charisma. Also not sustained by charisma. No, I've seen enough churches in Singapore, okay, that they have this charismatic personality, character. And he did not raise a proper leader. He did not raise. And he's sitting, his church can sit 5,000 people, but then he got cancer and he just died suddenly. And I know his assistant pastor, associate pastors, they were not given the chance to grow under his leadership. Like Joshua was given the chance to grow under Moses. They were not given a chance. So when he just passed away suddenly, they pass it to the wife. And the wife cannot handle it. The wife cannot, and the wife got to step down. And now they got to pass it to, I don't know, the son. I really don't know. The son. I've seen the son. Built on charisma. And there's a void today in the church. A void. There's a total void. And the church is starting to deteriorate. But I've seen another church in Singapore that this lady is not very charismatic, but she slowly raised the next leader. She raised and she raised and she raised until the next leader is ready. And she passed. The church looks weak. Okay, not strong, but she passed the leadership to him and she observed. And this person took over. If you go to Singapore, go and visit Trinity Christian Church. Sitting capacity, I think around 5,000. But the church is 15,000 strong. I remember I lost my way in Singapore. And I will pass through in this road called Paya Lebar. And I'll see Trinity Christian Church. It's not a small church. Okay? It is big, gigantic church. My car just go and you will just see the whole building there. Then I lost my way. I make one round. Then Jen will say, Daddy, why are you still here? And that church is very strong right now. Very strong right now. Because they train the next leadership. The next leadership. One, that a church is built on personality. Without proper leadership transition, we'll fail. will become weak. The one that is built on proper training will become strong, even though they started weak. Moses helped to build the tabernacle. Moses helped to lay down the laws of the nation of Israel. Moses helped to direct the nation of Israel to a promised destination. And Moses was about to disappear from the scene. Joshua was ready to take up the leadership because Joshua has seen everything. Have seen everything Moses has done. We have done that for this church. 40 years we have built this church. We lay down the DNA. We lay down what is idolatry. We have told you that you must follow Jesus. Okay, we have told you that you must read your Bible. We told you that you have to pray. Okay, we have laid down. We have told you the promised destination, and that is Jesus is coming back and the church will be raptured. We have done that. Okay, so you must understand this truth. Okay, the first truth that you must understand is that... Sorry, what's the first one? Yeah, God's word does not stop. When the leaders change, God's word doesn't stop. When the leaders change. Number two, God appoints new leaders, but He remains the leader. Joshua 1:5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, Joshua. Joshua's confidence, Pastor Carlos' confidence, will not be built on his ability, but in the presence of God. In the presence of God that is you here. You must understand this truth. We are just human beings. Take note. Leadership in Scripture is delegated authority, not ownership. Because Jesus is the owner. We are given the delegated authority to continue the work that God has given us. God appoints new leaders, but He remains the main leader. 1 Corinthians 3, 5-7. There's a lot of arguing. Then Paul said, well, then it's Apollos. Apollos is a very great speaker. What is Paul? Paul is a tremendous missionary, evangelist. He brings in people. He's tremendous. Then he's saying that they are servants. Pastor Lydia, we are servants. If you recognize this truth, God will give the growth. Leadership change. Method may change. But God does not change. God's presence does not change. That's a motorboat thing. Most important, God's presence does not change. I think Pastor Carlos should be very encouraged. And if the members of Evangel Tabernacle follow the leadership of Pastor Carlos as he follows Christ, and the elders follow Christ and the elders, and you support the leaders without worshipping them, I think the church is in good hand. We thank God for leadership structure. I mean, we have a proper leadership structure. Okay, we have the senior pastor assisted by the elders and the staff. We have the HODs, we have the elders, we have the staff, we have the DJ cell leaders. We have all these things laid out properly for you. The foundation is there. You saw the leaders that came out. We have laid out the structure properly. But we need to trust God more than leadership structure. Number three, the call is new, but the mission is the same. What was Joshua's mission? The same land promise, the same covenant, the same God. These are three. How to apply it to our church? Matthew 28:18-20 say, Jesus said, came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. See, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and then I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The mission of the church is to make disciples. This coming harvest month, we want to raise a group of people that you will... You pledge that you will be attached to one person for the whole month of three or four months. We will give you material and you are responsible to follow up and teach and give Bible training to a single individual. That means you are attached to that, to make disciple. What is the, you know, what do you mean by disciple? Same as Joshua. If the cloud move, you move. If the cloud stop, you stop. Right now, we want to move into fasting, want to move into the power encounter with God. We follow. What do you mean by a disciple? Follow Jesus. Learn from Jesus. Obey Jesus. Become like Jesus. You know, it's a very simple thing. Christianity is a very simple thing. You want to be successful as a Christian, it's a very, very simple thing. Even an educated person can understand this truth. He make a public declaration that he is a child of God. He realized that Christ died for his sin and Christ resurrected to give him power. Then he entered into a covenant, a relationship, a covenant agreement, a contract with Jesus. And he go into the covenant community, which is the church. He does not just have head knowledge. Okay, this person, this disciple doesn't just have head knowledge. Many people just have head knowledge of all the teaching given, but he learns them by obedience. That means when the word of God is taught, when the Holy Spirit speaks to their heart, they obey. And when they obey, they are transformed. When they obey, they are transformed. When they obey, they are transformed. And you want to know how to be transformed? Slowly, the more you obey, the more you are transformed. Yeah, it's like that. It's a very simple thing. You say, how come a farmer can grow so fast, whereas an educated person can grow so slow? Because the farmer believes everything that God tell him. And he grow, and he's transformed, and he's transformed. And as he grow, he's transformed. He obey, and he's transformed, and he's transformed. Whereas the educated person say, why must this? Why must that? Gone. Gone already. If Jesus say, move, we move. Obedience leads to a transformed life. The more you obey, the more you are transformed. And a disciple does this. When he does this, that means he obey. He follow Christ. God say, go to church. He go to church. Learn from Jesus. He learn from Jesus. Obey Jesus. He obey Jesus. Become like Jesus. He become like Jesus. Forgive. He forgive. Jesus, you forgive. He forgive. Jesus say, help. He help. You become like Jesus. What happened? If you do all this, Jesus say, I am with you always. I am with you always. You want Jesus to be with you always? I think these 40 years of staying in the Philippines, the good times, the bad times, the success, the failures, the joyful time, the painful times, the hurts, the forgiveness, through it all. I want to tell you, through it all these 40 years, I can only say that Jesus was with Pastor Lily and I all these years, all these years. Jesus has never sent Pastor Lily and I alone here in the Philippines. He has never sent us here in the Philippines alone. His presence is constant, always. His presence is personal. We can feel the personal presence of Jesus always. His presence is powerful. We can see the powerful presence of Jesus with us always. All these 40 years. Jesus said, I will be with you always. If you learn to become a disciple and you learn to obey and learn to follow me and you learn to obey my covenant. You know, I can testify on Exodus 33:14. My presence will go with you. And they also testify to Matthew 18:20. It's more for us as Christians in the New Testament. I am with you always. 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 Even unto the end of the world. Always. When you face trouble, he's there always. I heard of this story about one of you. Your dog ate something and was going to die. I heard. Oh, you obey. The little spray. I pray for my dog. I lay hand on my dog. The dog did not die. The dog survived. How? Jesus said, I'm with you always. I'm with you always. Number 4. Leadership succession is about continuity. not replacement. Okay, continuity, not replacement. Huh, Pastor Carlos? The Great Commission did not expire with the apostle. We have new faces, Pastor Carlos, the elders, the staff, the HOD. But we have the same gospel, we have the same cross, with the same resurrection power. We have the same cross, the same gospel, the same resurrection power. So I challenge you, Evangelical Tabernacle members, do not resist change if the gospel remains unchanged. Do not fear the future if God leads the way. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If God leads the way, don't be afraid. Oh, they are so able. Don't be afraid. He is, you know, there's this guy called Colton Wickramarne. He always say this, and he raised the dead. Okay, he raised the dead, and he saw angels in the air, inside the plane, and the angels talked to him. You know what I say? You are the God of Abraham. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Jacob. You are the God of Colton. He always say that. You are the God of Abraham. You are the God of Isaac. You are the God of Jacob. You are the God of Colton. He believed. He believed. Another person, Choyongi, his congregation. I mean, I was in this plaza that is just beside the church that can accommodate 1 million people, and I was there. There was almost 1 million people in that plaza. When the seating capacity of the church was 25,000, when they pray, because they are Pentecostal, it's like waterfall. Then when he went, it was like waterfall. But you know what he did? Every morning he wake up, "Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Do not fear if Jesus leads the way." Number 5, courage is needed. Courage is needed when leadership changes. Joshua 1:6-9 say, "Be strong and courageous." Why did God have to repeat 3 times? Okay, I mean, it's not easy, okay? You've been under the leadership of Pastor Lily and I for 40 years. It's not easy. And God knows that you are afraid. Why did God have to repeat 3 times? Because transition creates uncertainty. Definitely it creates uncertainty. Courage is not confidence in self. Courage is not confidence. You will fail. But God cannot fail. Courage is confidence in God's word. Confidence in God. You know, how can you succeed? You have confidence in God. You have confidence in God's word. You have confidence in what God says. And you hold God to His word. You hold God to His word. And you will come to pass. I've seen people that hold God to His word. "God, you say this. You say this to me personally." You hold on to God's word. And you will come to pass in your life. What is God's word? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus stays. Leadership comes and goes. Same Savior. Pastor Lily and I will be going off very soon. Okay, this fasting month, activity got to wind down, because as you full fast, we cannot do much thing. Okay, to be honest, we are very afraid. Okay, I'm not saying that we have not fasted full fast for 21 days. And I just want to encourage you that every morning from Tuesday to Friday, just come. Okay, I want the Pastor Ephraim, just make sure that all the chairs are made in the circle. When they come, they just kneel down and pray. Okay, and the aircon is on. You finish your prayer, then you go and work, whatever you want to do, 6 to 7, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We generally are winding down. Not much activity. But then on end of February to March, midweek March, we are in Singapore because Joy is giving birth to the second baby. So by the time we come back, it's really time. And Pastor Carlos, actually this year he will be taking more and more leadership already. Then on 1st of May, we're going to pass the leadership to 24th of April. 24th of April, see, very near. 24th of April, there will be the leadership change. Okay, there will be the leadership change, okay? Then on May the 7th, right? Okay, Pastor Lee doesn't want you to know when we are going off. We are going off already. Okay, we don't want to say we are still the senior pastor. No, we just want to really disappear. Disappear. Then we'll come back in October, just one time, maybe a few days, and see how is everything. Then Pastor Lee said she will come on October. After that, she will not come again. Okay? So this is really something. Yet in all this, Jesus said, have the courage to follow God into the new season. Have the courage to trust God with new leadership. Have the courage to keep obeying the word of God. Have the courage. Do not be afraid. Have the courage. And I think the church will be in good hands as long as Jesus is here. In conclusion, Christ is the true and final leader. All human leaders are temporary. All are flawed. All will pass away. But Jesus never resigns. Jesus never fails. And Jesus will never die again. He's the head of the body, the church. And Psalms 127:1 says this, and you have to recognize this truth. Unless the Lord build eventual tabernacle, the builder, the heart, the elders, the HOD, the pastors, the senior pastor, you labor in vain. Unless the Lord build eventual tabernacle, the builders labor in vain. The church does not belong to leader, it belongs to Christ. So today we declare new leadership, yes. New methods, maybe. Same Savior, always. Always same Savior. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Always. We honor the past, but we support the present. We trust God for the future, but the throne is never empty. The gospel is never outdated, and Jesus is still Lord. The Christ-centric link. Yet many a time, like Israel, we all failed to follow God. Like Israel, they entered into the dark ages for 400 years. But God sent His Son to shine as the brightest light, to give hope to mankind. Like the disciple, we too forsook Christ in trying moments, so that when He's resurrected, He came searching for us again. He too recognized the leadership change. He said, I have to go. I have to go. If I do not go, the Holy Spirit cannot come. And when Jesus was resurrected, the Holy Spirit is a spirit of power. God with power. He empowers you. He empowers you. He anoints you. He changed your personality. He changed your faith. He changed your courage. He changed your ability. Because the Holy Spirit will empower you with new life, new strength, new authority, new power to follow Christ. Jesus has left. The Holy Spirit has come. We will be endued with power from on high. We will never fail because Christ has already died for our failures. As long as we obey Christ, whoever is in leaders in the church, we will not fail. We will not fail. Shall we close our eyes? I want today for you to make a commitment. Say, Father, I'm here in Eventual Tabernacle. I want to follow Christ. As Pastor Carlos follow Christ. As the elders follow Christ. As a pastor follow Christ. I recognize that Jesus, as long as Jesus is here, nothing will go wrong. I'll pray for the church. I'll pray for Pastor Carlos. That He will continue the fire for this church. That something wonderful will happen for the year 2026. If you want to make that commitment, you say you want to follow Christ, you want to support this church, you want to stand behind this church, you want to stand behind the leadership, I invite you to come to the altar as a kind of dedication before God. Shall we all stand up as we sing?